Well, welcome back to the Training Podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Aline.
Hey, hi Aline. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Encantada de verte.
Muy bien. So in today's episode, we will be covering prepositions of time in, on, and at. Y a lo mejor os estáis preguntando, oye, in, on, at, un B2, pero de verdad, really? Really? Just are we going to cover this? This is a... but it's true. Eh? We were talking a little bit, no? That even B2 level students still have problems with.
They still struggle with it.
That's why
it's not that simple. It's a tricky issue.
That's fine. Eh? Small words can be tricky, but don't worry. Yeah, we have got you covered on this.
Yeah, and later in the episode, we're diving into summer festivals in the UK, like the Reading Festival and Isle of Wight Festival. These festivals are a huge part of British culture, and we'll explain how to talk about events like these using preposition.
Exactly, Aline. And you will be learning how to talk about dates, events, and activities in the past with real-life examples for summer festivals. It's going to be a fun and educational episode.
Let's get started.
Muy bien. So let's go with our dialogue. And I think this time the setting, Aline, is that we are in a summer festival in the UK. Yeah? And we will use a lot of prepositions of time. so let us start. So Aline, with the summer approaching, have you decided which festival you are going to?
Yes, I've already booked tickets for the Isle of Wight Festival. It's one of the biggest festivals in the UK and it's happening in June. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, that sounds amazing. I'm thinking of going to the Reading Festival. It's happening on the last weekend of August. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I went a couple of years ago. It's on August 25th this year, and the lineup looks incredible. The vibe is totally different from other festivals. It's more about rock music, and a lot of people come there for the weekend.
Nice. I'm also planning to go to a smaller event on July the 10th, the British Summer Time Hyde Park Festival. It's not as big as Reading, but it has a great atmosphere.
I've heard great things about that one, too. It's in the middle of July, right? Perfect for enjoying outdoors concerts.
Exactly. And the weather in London should be perfect by then. Hopefully no rain. But we know how unpredictable it can be.
True. The UK weather is always a bit unpredictable. But I'm part of the charm.
Yes, you're right. And after all festivals, I'd also catch the Edinburgh Festival, Fringe in August, which has performance on the 5th and 6th of the month.
That sounds great. I've been thinking about going to see a few shows, but I'll probably be too busy after all the festivals.
Okay, very good. So let us go a little bit deeper into the grammar of this conversation. Let's talk about the grammar for today. So we are focusing on prepositions of time, in, on, and at. And these prepositions are used to talk about when events happen. So they are very important for both everyday conversation and also business communication.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with in. We use in for longer periods of time, such as months, years, seasons, and centuries. For example, I'll be in London in July. I've lived in the UK for 5 years. I like to visit my family in the winter.
All right, so months, years, seasons, and centuries. Good. Then let us move just to the use of on. We use on for specific days and dates. For example, I'm meeting my friend on Monday, not in Monday, but on Monday. And the festival is on August 25th. And we went to the cinema on Friday. So that's the use of on.
Mm-hmm. Now let's finally go to at. For specific times and events, For example, the concert starts at 7 p.m. We'll meet at the festival next weekend. I'll be at the conference in the morning at specific times and events.
That's right. And also, we can add that you can use at for more specific points in time, like, for example, holidays or events. So you can say something like, I'll be at the Reading Festival on August the 28th. Or I was in Paris at Christmas. So just you use at for holidays and events.
Exactly. So now let's just summarize everything. Let's make a sum up. It says we should remember to clarify. In is for larger periods or longer periods of time, like months or seasons. On for days and dates, and at specific times and events. So you can see how important it is to choose the right preposition when talking about the past, present, or future.
Very good. Fantastic. So I think we have the usual question, no, for the audience.
We have a good one this time. Let's go for it. Let's test your knowledge. How would you say this in English? El festival es en agosto y nos vemos el sábado. Tres opciones. A, the festival is on August and we'll meet on Saturday. B, the festival is in August and we'll meet on Saturday. And C, the festival is at August and we'll meet at Saturday.
Well, Aline, you're having too Leo, eh? I'm not sure, just with so many prepositions. Well, pose your answers, eh?
Bueno, tenemos nuestra la frase. El festival es en agosto y nos vemos el sábado. ¿Cómo lo dirías en inglés?
Perfecto. Bueno, pues vamos a ver esto un poquito más. Pues. Perfecto. So, well, if you are enjoying our podcast and learning how to use prepositions of time correctly, well, don't forget to like and subscribe.
And share it with your friends, especially those who want to perfect their English grammar for work, travel, or just daily conversations.
That's right. And for just a bit over 30 euros, 39 euros, you can get full access to group lessons, over 1,000 recorded classes, and a complete campus with videos and exercises. So if you're ready to take your learning to the next level, head over or visit www.training.com. Come now. We've got a lot more great content coming up, so stay tuned also in our episodes. Así que si quieres aprender inglés, recuerda, por 39 euros ya tienes un curso para empezar a aprender inglés. Así que, ánimo.
Merece la pena. Very good. So now, cultural discussion. Let's go for it. Now, let's talk more about the summer festivals in the UK. As we mentioned earlier, Glastonbury, Reading Festival, and the Isle of Wight Festival are all massive events.
Right. So let's dive deeper into the Glastonbury Festival first. This one, it's held in June, so just I think it's already there. And it's known for being one of the biggest music festivals in the world. And this year is feature headliners like Stormzy and Billie Eilish, attracting music lovers from all over. So I hope you enjoyed this festival because I think it's over now.
Yeah, what I love about Glastonbury is that it's more than just music. There are art installations, theatre performances, and even environmental discussions. It's a festival that mixes culture, music, and activism. It's really a reflection of modern UK culture. Diverse, creative and forward thinking.
Yeah, and then we have the Isle of Wight Festival, which has a very different vibe. It's more relaxed, a little bit more retro feel, and you get to enjoy everything from rock music to electronic beats. The crowd is a little bit different too, so more laid back compared to the Glastonbury.
Yes, and Reading Festival, of course, is more rock focused. It attracts huge crowds and the performances are non-stop. Fans often camp out for days. The energy is insane, and it's a great place for people to connect over music. It's so iconic that it's been part of UK's culture for decades.
Yeah, you can't forget about the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. I think our friend Santi might know a lot about this.
True.
This one is in August, and Edinburgh transforms into a hub of creativity. Thousands of artists from around the world come to showcase their work, from stand-up comedy to experimental theater. So there's something for everyone.
Exactly. And I think the reason these festivals are so popular is that they give people a chance to experience a unique blend of art, music, and culture. It's a perfect way to understand the UK lifestyle, fun, spontaneous, and culturally rich.
That's right. So summer festivals, Aline, I think everybody is now ready
to start summer festivals. And if they want to practice their English, the best way is to go to the UK for that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's answer our question from section 4. Let's see if you can help me, Johnny. So earlier we asked to translate these into English. El festival es en agosto y nos vemos el sábado.
Okay, so let's see. The answer would be the festival is in August and we'll meet on Saturday. So in August, remember, 4 months, no, on Saturday, just for days of the week.
Exactly. Good. Well done if you got it right. In 4 months and on for a specific day. I'm sure you got it right. So now let's ask for a challenge now. Can you use in, on, and at to describe your summer plans or upcoming events?
So let us know in the comments below. We'd love to see how you use these prepositions correctly. ¿Eh? Así que si estás conectado ahora, por favor, déjanos ahí alguna perla con usando estas preposiciones.
Wow, we saw a lot of things today. Let's wrap up a little bit. We covered prepositions of time, in, on, at, for accurately talking about when things happen.
That's right. And in the next episode, we'll be diving into past perfect simple and continuous, which is another key tense to level up your English.
And if you want to boost your grammar, which is always good, don't forget to check out trainler.com for expert lessons and tools.
Very good. Excellent. So remember, amigos, recordaros, esta vez lo decimos en español. Si queréis aprender inglés con Trainline, tenéis un curso desde 39 euros al mes, donde tenéis vídeos. Tenéis más de 1000 vídeos grabados, temáticos, donde podéis ver o escuchar exactamente lo que estáis buscando. Tenéis también clases grabadas. Aparte de las clases grabadas, tenéis también clases grupales en vivo. Una o dos clases a la semana donde puedes entrar, puedes disfrutar con otros compañeros de aprender y usar el inglés. Y también tienes un campus donde tienes vídeos, ejercicios que puedes ir estudiando por tu cuenta y que te va a ayudar. Así que imagínate, desde 39 euros al mes ya puedes empezar a mejorar tu inglés. Pero claro, si luego después quieres un super profe, pues como Aline o como Matthew o como algún otro profe de la escuela, pues nada, también tenemos cursos que están tailored para ti, para lo que necesites. Así que apúntate a Trainline, te esperamos. So thanks for listening and thank you, Aline, for just your help during
thank
this.
Thank you and see you at the festivals.
All right. Bye-bye, friends.
Bye.